The laws of Trumas, chapter 5. First halacha. Truma should be separated from the best of the crops. But if there's no kain immediately available, it should be separated from crops that will last. Normally that means that he should separate fresh figs for dried figs, but if there's no kain available, he should separate dried figs for fresh figs. Second halacha. One may separate an entire onion, but not half an onion, regardless of the size. One type of produce should not be separated for another. Third halacha. Zucchini and cucumbers are considered the same type. Every type of wheat is considered the same type. Every type of figs are considered the same type. Anything that would be considered kilayim as to one another would be considered a different type. The things that are not considered kilayim as to one another are considered the same type, and therefore it would be proper to separate the best of both on behalf of both. Fourth halacha. Something whose work is completed should not be separated for something whose work is incomplete, nor from produce whose work is incomplete for other produce whose work is incomplete, and nor from produce whose work is incomplete for produce whose work is complete. However, in all these cases, if one does so, the separation is valid. Fifth halacha. One separates from a granary once the kernels are separated, but if one brought stalks of grain into the home in order to eat, then he should separate while the grain is still in the stalks. Sixth halacha. One should separate from the wine vat once those treading on the grapes have walked horizontally and vertically, and one separates from olives once the beam of the olive press is placed on them. The reason for both is because that's when the liquid has been separated from the fruit. Seventh halacha. One should not separate from produce that is pure for produce that is impure, although if one did so, it is considered valid. But when the produce is a single mass, like for example, cakes of figs, one should separate from a pure portion for an impure portion of the same mass. This is not the rule for Trumas Meiser. Eighth halacha. One should not separate from something that is impure for something that is pure. But if this was done accidentally, it is considered valid. If he did it on purpose, on one hand, it is considered valid. But on the other hand, he has not fulfilled the obligation of separating. He would have to do it a second time. And the rule here is the same with Trumas Meiser. Ninth halacha. One should not separate from something that is in the ground still for something that is not in the ground, and vice versa. See inside for more details. Tenth halacha. One should not separate from fresh produce for dried produce, and vice versa. So vegetables that were harvested today should not be used to separate for vegetables that were harvested yesterday, unless the ones harvested yesterday are still considered fresh. 11th halacha. One should not separate from fruit of one year for fruit of a different year, and if one does so, it is not considered effective. And here the controlling date is Rosh Hashanah. So before Rosh Hashanah and after Rosh Hashanah are considered different years. This is the case for grain and vegetables, however, Rosh Hashanah is the 15th of Shvat with respect to trees. 12th halacha. Fruit from inside the land of Israel should not be separated for fruit outside of the land of Israel, and also vice versa. Truma should not be separated from things that are not liable for truma, for example, leket, shikha, and peah, or produce from which truma was already separated. And naturally, one should not separate truma for something that does not require such separation. 13th halacha. If someone separates truma from maaser rishon that comes from produce for which truma was not already taken, or from maaser sheni, or for something that was consecrated, the separation is ineffective. 14th halacha. One should not separate from something whose requirement comes from the Torah for something whose requirement comes from the rabbis, nor the other way around. If one did so, the separation is effective, but one will be required to separate again correctly. 15th halacha. We've seen this one before, but a flower pot with a hole in it is considered to be connected to the earth, so long as the hole is large enough for a small root to pass through. If one perforated the flower pot after the produce reached a third of its growth, it is not considered to have grown in the earth. 16th halacha. If one separated from produce that was in the earth for produce that grew in a perforated flower pot, or vice versa, it is considered proper truma. If one separated from produce in a non-perforated flower pot for produce in a perforated flower pot, the separation is effective, but one would have to separate again. If he did it the other way, the kohen should wait until he does a proper separation of truma and meiser before he eats the truma. 17th halacha. Recall that demai refers to produce where we are not sure whether truma has been properly separated from it. If one separates from demai for produce that is also demai, or from demai for produce that is not demai, the separation is effective, but one must separate again properly. If one separates from unseparated produce for demai, it is considered trumas meiser, but the kohen should wait until a proper separation has taken place before eating. 18th halacha. One may not separate grapes for wine, olives for oil, and the like, and the rabbis made a decree that any such separation is ineffective. But the decree does not apply to separating oil as truma for olives that are being pickled, or wine as truma for grapes that are being dried as raisins, as long as one's separating from good for bad. So, for example, one may separate truma from olives from which oil will be squeezed for olives that will be pickled, but not vice versa. See inside for details. 19th halacha. One may not separate from oil for olives that are being pressed, nor from wine for grapes that are being trampled. 20th halacha. One may separate from oil for olives that will be eaten, or from wine for grapes that will be eaten, because in both of those cases, the work was done. There isn't any more work to do. And even if a person changes his mind and decides to press the grapes or pickle the olives, it is nonetheless effective. 21st halacha. One may not separate from vinegar for wine, but one may separate wine for vinegar. 22nd halacha. If after he separated wine it became vinegar, the truma is nonetheless effective. But if there's a doubt about when it became sour, he should separate again. Same laws apply for other produce that has gone bad. 23rd halacha. Let's say one separated from a squash, and it turns out that what he separated as truma was bitter, but he doesn't know when it became bitter. So he separates again, and one of the things that was separated falls into other produce, but we don't know which one. This does not cause the other produce to become demai. And in fact, if the other one fell into different produce, it doesn't cause that to become demai either. But if both fell into produce, then that produce will become demai. And we measure against the smaller of the two portions. 24th halacha. Let's say he was leaving an entire barrel of wine until he had enough wine that he had to separate against, that he could separate the entire barrel, and when he goes to do so, he finds out that that barrel has become vinegar. If he checked the wine, we assume that it didn't become vinegar within the 3 days after he checked it. So the separation is valid for all of the truma he considered separating prior to the end of that 3 day period. Everything he considered separating after the 3 day period is in a doubtful status, and one would have to separate again. 25th halacha. There are three times a year one must check wine to make sure it has not become vinegar, if he has set that wine aside to be truma. They are when the east wind blows after Sukkos, when grapes form, and when fluid begins to enter unripened grapes. And one can assume that wine from the vat is wine for 40 days. 26th and final halacha. If one set aside a specific amount of fruit with the intention of separating it as truma later, once there is enough produce that he would have to separate the entire amount. First of all, one really shouldn't do this. One should separate from one stock of produce for the same stock. If he does this, however, it is effective, and one may operate under the assumption that the produce continues to exist. But if he finds out that the produce was lost or destroyed, he should doubt whether the separation was valid, and he should separate again.